Visiting with Larry Schnell, who is wearing a couple different hats this week. First, representing cattle producers in the cattle marketing industry. Stockman's Livestock Exchange at Dickinson, North Dakota is what you help manage, as well as president of the Livestock Marketing Association. And Larry, you did give an update on behalf of the association here at the Cattle Industry Convention. Can you help pick out some of the highlights of that update?
Well, we talked first of all about the impact that the passing of the dealer trust legislation through Congress last year, that will be tested over the next couple of years, and we think that'll be definitely a benefit both to auction markets and to ranchers who sell direct. What that does is it puts the unpaid seller, if a buyer defaults, it puts the unpaid seller at the front of the line for getting any monies that might be there. Second, we talked some about the industry roundtable that we hosted in May. There's been a lot of good that has come out of that, and we continue to move forward with that. So that's just a couple of things we talked about.
And certainly one highlight of the convention as a whole is the Cattle Facts Seminar, where we heard from those industry folks this morning. Some positive news that came out of that, some not as positive, one of that being drought.
Exactly right. Art Douglas, who has done a great job with the weather report at this convention for 45 years, this was his last year. But the news he had for us in North Dakota and the northern plain states was not good. Talked about a continuation of this drought into next year. You know, he is a weather reporter. They're not always right. Things can change. So we're going to hope and pray that that happens. At the same time, it was during the Cattle Facts seminar, and they talked very positively about the cow-calf price situation for next year and years coming up, partially, I'm sure, due to fewer cattle that would go to slaughter. And then again, in the northern plains, there's no question there'll be a lot fewer calves here in the next couple of years. But that's all going to translate into much stronger prices for calves and probably feeders as well.
Well, and of course, from an auction market perspective, you know, that's positive news, getting your buyers and sellers some good prices. But at the same time, you've stayed awful busy all summer long and into the fall.
Well, I think that slowdown will be quite a long time coming for us. I believe in North Dakota we'll be selling a minimum of 20% of the cows and might be closer to 30 or more. So we're just getting started. I'm sure in Dickinson we'll be going 2 days a week in the not-too-distant future. Right now we're going 1 day a week and selling almost all slaughter cows and bulls. But this week we're going to have probably 3,000 head, and we'll have 1,000 calves, 1,000 yearlings, and probably 1,000 cows and bulls. And it'll just get bigger from there. And at the same time, we will be done probably towards the in December or January 1 for sure.